Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
We're talking horse racing now on Drive Time Sport because it's another busy weekend of Irish horse racing. Four meetings down for decision over the course of the weekend, and we're going to welcome back Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland, who kindly joins us on the programme. So it's hello to you, Martin.
Hello, Barry. How are you keeping?
Very well, I suppose. Just firstly, before we go into this weekend's action, we have to look back on the ARC last Sunday. It was a big shock, to say the least, with an 80-1 outsider coming home in front.
Yeah, absolutely. Never heard of the horse, I have to say, beforehand. Torquato Tasso, and you have to write that down, try and remember, to be quite honest. Fair play, no fluke about it. Certainly loved the heavy ground on offer, and unfortunately for Ireland, just got up to beat Tarnawa by 3/8 length. I think she ran a very good race, Tarnawa, for Dermot Weld and Christoph Similian, and of course Hurricane Lane back in third. But no, I mean, as I say, no fluke about it. He was a very, very good horse in Germany, and it's the third time Germany have actually won the ARC. The horse are particularly suited by his very soft ground, and that's what it was last Sunday. But yeah, fair play to him, and 81, anyone had it, as I say, fair play them for getting that as well. But you know, you'd have to say it was a very good international race, and you know, it was good for German racing. Dane Dream was the last winner there in 2011, and I remember back in 75 a horse called Star Appeal won it, who formerly actually trained in Ireland. But fair play to them, as they know, issues on the day, and a great win for them, and just unlucky for Tanawa. She's been a bit unlucky now in two big races this year against St. Mark's Pacific in the Champions Stakes, didn't get a clear run, and then well, there was no excuse for last week. It was just unfortunate that an 80-1 shot was to beat her, but she's still a very good filly, and maybe she's staying training next year. She is supposed to go for the Breeders' Cup now in the first week of November, race she won last year, the Breeders' Cup Turf. So hopefully that'll happen for Dermot Weld, and I'd say maybe Colin Key may be back on her then as well.
Yeah, one to keep an eye on, certainly going forward. We're going to switch our attentions to this weekend's action. We'll start with Saturday's racing, Martin. Two meetings down for decision.
Yeah, Ferry House and Limerick. So we have Ferry House All National Hunt. It's the first jumps meeting of the season for Ferry House. Always a busy season there, and some interesting horses. I think the second race there, the 155, a beginner's chase. There's a couple of useful horses there. And just looking at Gordon Park last week, I thought a horse called Western Run was very unlucky to fall at the third last fence when he looked like he was going to come to win the race. I think he's got a very big chance of gaining compensation here for Gavin Cromwell. Port Stanley is definitely a horse with a chance for Jessica Harrington. A bit frustrating he hasn't actually won over fences to date, but certainly would have a chance for Robbie Power on board. Well, Jeffrey for Gordon Elliott and Jack Kennedy should go well as well, but I think Western Run might make up for last week's unfortunate fall. Other races on the card definitely would have been of interest. I think in the maiden hurdles at 205, the 305, the Gordon Elliott trained Glan was a good second, good third at Lestow last time behind the name Jock. That form is not too bad and just might be good enough to win here. Jeremy's Jewel for Paul Nolan, a Jewel bumper winner during the summer, will certainly be a bit leading fancy here under Brian Cooper. But I do think that Glan, with the previous race course experience behind her over hurdles, I think might just be good enough to win that 305 race. And then in the very in the later races, then a horse called Pretty Little Liar in the 415 handicap hurdle, 3 seconds in a row for this one for the David Dunn stable. Jordan Gainford claims £5 off it here. It just hopefully will get her head in front in the second division at the low grade handicap. That's the 415 Pretty Little Liar.
So a couple there to keep an eye on over the course of the day at Ferry House. In terms of Limerick, it's a 1:05 start. It's an all flat card in Limerick on Saturday.
Yes, it is, and the ground's going to be fairly soft there, no doubt about that. Very plenty rain expected tonight. It's already described as soft to heavy, so I say you want something to go on very soft ground. And in the 4:00, horse called Pimstrel for Charlie Fahey has been in very good form of late. Good winner of Lestow on his penultimate start and then just got caught at Bellytown a couple of weeks ago. Likes to make all the running, has a good draw on stall 7. I can see Lee Rose bouncing off in front here and trying to make the best of his way home. Certainly has a good chance here and just might be good enough to make all the running in that race. The last race, the 4:35 then, very interesting contest this. A lot of useful horses here. Kodiak Prince did a bit of a favour last week. He won down in the stall and up £10 for that win. Rory Cleary takes the mount of that one and it should go well again. He likes it soft ground, but one I thought might go well as a bit of a price horse called Quizzical for Sheila Lavery, Robbie Colgan on board. I thought he just didn't quite get the mile in one trip last Monday at Tipperary and back to a mile here with the soft ground to suit. That one could go very well. In the conditions race then, the 3:25 horse called Forest of Dreams for Aidan O'Brien would take plenty of beating here. Drops from group company into conditions race and has, you know, useful form for to her credit. Should like the softest ground and might win there for Eric McNamara in the 3:35 race.
So that is Saturday's action. We'll switch our attention now to Sunday. We'll start with Limerick Martin. It's a really good card in Limerick on Sunday, of course. The JT McNamara Ladbrokes Munster National Handicap Chase will be the feature race at 5-4. Action gets underway at 1:10. As I said, always a great day out in Limerick for this particular meeting.
Yes, and an 8-race card here, some excellent races down for decision. And as you said, Ladbrokes Munster National takes pride of place there at 3:55. And after last year's exploits, I think Chatham Street Lad is a worthy top weight here for Michael Winters. Last time he was seen, actually won very well at Limerick around St Patrick's weekend. Won the condition novice chase there very well. Of course, he had a big win at Cheltenham last December. Likes the soft ground, which he's sure to get. Probably will need a run here. He does have a stiff enough task as well, trying to concede weight all round. But I wouldn't be surprised if this one ran very well. And he certainly is a worthy top weight. A couple of horses in, obviously, with fences. William Mullins is very interested in these type of races. He runs a horse called On the Ropes. Well, hasn't actually ran since last November, when he finished second to Monkfish, of course, who carried all before him then as a novice last season. So that form looks pretty good on the ropes, and Sean O'Keefe is booked to ride. Could be very interesting. Henry Bromhead's in very good form at the moment, and Calvary Master is certainly a very much improved novice. He's won his last four in a row. Now, small fields, he's won the likes of Clarny twice. He won the Kilbegan as well. So a big field here of 16 might be a bit of a shock to him, and I'd just be more worried about the softer ground. He has won on good ground during the summer, and but he just handles the soft ground might be open to question. But young Mikey O'Connor claims five off that one and certainly will have a chance. I would love to see John Ryan's horse win. He's got two here, Ferryhill Run, a wait and see, and Ferryhill Run is certainly one with a bit of a chance, I think, with Brian Cooper on board. And much improved horse, has won his last two chase starts. He also won a hurdle race as well, so he's in very, very good form. He has climbed up the handicap a lot though. He's up nearly 2 stone now in his last two runs, but off just 10-10, I think he's got a good chance. Well, Mr. Frogpatches as well is another one with a decent chance. He'll certainly have no problem with the trip. He was third in the Scottish National last year before he won a Punchdown. Scottish National run over 4 miles and one, so I'd say the 3 mile trip won't be a problem there. So an open race. I'd love to see Ferryhill Run go very well, and I think he will for Brian Cooper and John Ryan. He'd be my each way selection in that race. Other races then, some interesting ones here. Mrs. Miller, I think, for Paul Nolan, the 2:10. She's the one I think will take all the beating here if she's fully fit. She's a good winner of the Pretemps qualifier at Cheltenham last March. This trip's 2 miles 6. Maybe slightly short of her best. It is the first one of the season, but the conditions of the race suit her very well. She doesn't pick up a penalty for winning that Pretemps final because it was a handicap, and she might be good enough to beat the likes of Darren's Hope and Ali Kay. Other races then, the second race, I think Dixie Flyer for Henry de Bromhead could win there. That one was second to stall last time in the 140 event. And Willie Mullins again just has a couple of runners, not too many at this time of the season. He's just getting them ready. And I think the 3:20 race, a horse called Karen DeGrasse was a good winner at last time and might be able to win again for Brian Hayes.
Good stuff. So as we said, some really good action to look forward to on Limerick on Sunday. In terms of the Currets, an early start there on Sunday, it's a 10-1 first race.
Yeah, 12:57 race card, and plenty of interest in racing here. One horse I really do fancy a lot and at weekend is the 1:55, I think, Barry Hurst called Power Under Me for Gerard Lyons and Colin Keane. Now, Colin, of course, is just one winner away now for Carden, trying to break that record of Joseph Ryan that he set in 2013. He has a good chance at Dundalk tonight. He's riding in England tomorrow. But on Sunday, if he hasn't ridden a couple of winners over the weekend, I think Power Under Me certainly is a very good chance, with the likely soft ground sure to be in his favour. This one didn't like this fast ground the last time, but before that finished a good third, took a staff as Weston in a very good sprint, and I think with drawn one has a real good chance here in a very interesting race. But I think Power Under Me really should go very close. In the 1:20 race, the Staffordown Stud Stakes 2-year race for fillies, horse called Limit de Grescio for Paddy Toomey would have an excellent chance here on our overall form. A good second on Champions Weekend to Panama Red of Gerard Lyons and Colin Keane at Leopardstown. That was a very good run. As long as she handles the ground, I think on Sunday she could gain compensation at that 1:20 race. But in the biggest Cesar, which of course Barry, we have our old friend doing duty for us again, Line Out. I think last time it didn't really, the mile and a half race for ladies didn't really suit him. 2 miles on softest ground in Takura should be much more up the street. I think Shane Foley's interested in booking for that one. He's number 25 in a list of 30, so you want a wide open race this, as you would imagine. The likely favourite is a Turnpike Trip for Charles Burns. Good winner in England last time, went up £9 for that. I thought he actually might be going for the English Desire, but he actually has decided to come here, and that could be very interesting. Sean Davis takes the mount, and he is the likely favourite, but I think it'll be now 6 or 7 on one of the fields here with 30 runners. Good few with chances here. Obviously, Willie Mullins is always one to look out for Desire, which he's got 4 runners here, and it'd be interesting to see which one is probably his best. I think Exchange Rate could be his best actually there for Owen Whelan, maybe at a bit of a price. Dermot Weld has booked Colin Keane to ride Azalea, a likely race 3-year-old filly, and she was a good winner last time at Ferry House. I think she's not a bad mare, this one, and lightly raised trios always do well in this race. She just might be the one that could emerge best here. She has a mark of 92 8.13, definitely get the trip very well at 2 miles, owned by the Aga Khan, and would like soft ground as well. I think a lot in their favour. Going towards the bottom again, a much improved trio called Celestial Horizon for Joseph Bryan has won his last two starts in good style, up a lot in the weights, but still appears here off just 8.6. That one would be leading fancy as well. So wide open contest. I like the chance of Azalea. I think might just be good enough for Dermot Whelan and Colin Keane. Well, in one more race then, maybe to give you a horse called Pretty Boy Floyd in the 2.30. Good chance here on soft ground. Likes the Curragh, has won a couple of times this track in the past. Has been running okay on faster ground, but does really want the rain. I think we'll get it here. A lot of rain forecast for Friday night. So hopefully that Pretty Boy Floyd could win that 2.30 race.
That would be I want to keep an eye on. Just looking here at early betting available for that big race in the Curragh, the 3.05 on Sunday, as you said, 13-2 favourite, Turnpike Trip, 33-1 line out. Martin, would that interest you?
Well, I think he would. I definitely would forget his last run. He didn't get off to a great start, and he's kind of a cute out horse. I don't think he really would go well for Lady Riders, to be honest. Nothing against the Lady Riders, but I just think with Shane Foley on board, 2 miles, he'll have a better chance to get himself organised. And 33-1, and I'd say he'd probably playing 4-6 in that, Barry. So I certainly wouldn't recommend anyone not to back him each way at 33. He has some very useful form. He won over Tremor over 2 miles early on the year as well. And he's just the type of horse, I think, you know, he could be laid out for John Cuddy's very shrewd trainer. But I think the booking of Shane Foley really catches the eye. And, you know, I just think he has a 33-1. He certainly would definitely be worth a few euro each way. I'd say probably pay the first six. And I think he won't be out the first six or seven, hopefully on form.
Yeah, I'll have to invest a couple of euros on that one, Martin. Just in terms of the best bets of the weekend, put a few forward for the listeners.
Yeah, I think so. Let's start at Limerick tomorrow. Definitely fancy Pimstrel in that 4 o'clock. I think that has a good chance, has a soft ground to suit. Fairy House tomorrow, Western Run, I think definitely due a win after falling last week at Gordon Park at 155. I think Limerick on Sunday in that Mayor's Hurdle at 210, Mrs. Miller has a very, very good chance. Well, in the current Sunday, apart from line out each way, I do think Azalea is a very good chance for Dermot Weld and Colin Keane in that big Cesarewitch handicap. Of course, a good race in England then as well, Barry. Just a quick word there, the Dewhurst Stakes tomorrow. Native Trail, of course, winning Irish National Stakes here a couple of weeks ago. He's the hot favourite. Interesting, though, the Gerard Lyons has supplemented straight answer into that race. He's won his only 2 starts in very good side. Good winner Fairy House a couple of weeks ago. Colin Keane goes over to take the mount and must have a decent chance. Well, Aidan O'Brien relies on a horse called Gloon Tane, who looked a decent horse early on in the season when winning first time out. He did win a similar type of race here a couple of weeks ago, a horse called Tenebrism, and Gloon Tane around 12-1. I certainly wouldn't put anybody off. But in the English Cesarewitch, which William Mullins is always the man to follow on this. He's won the last 3 runs. And his MC Muldoon, he's going to be favoured around 5 or 6-1, but it's going to be very hard to beat him. He just got beaten a short head in a similar type race at Royal Ascot in June. I thought he was very unlucky on that occasion. Ryan Moore keeps the mount, and he definitely would be my nap for tomorrow in England. I think that MC Muldoon is an excellent chance.
Great stuff as always, Martin. Always great to hear your thoughts. Enjoy the weekend's action. So much to look forward to over the course of the weekend, and hopefully we'll chat again next week.
You will, of course, Barry. Mind yourself. Thanks very much.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.